sing that together. It's number 316, 316 in our hymn book.
Rose like sea, billows roll.
Hallelujah. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, as well. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Dear Lord, we thank you that we could gather in your name this morning. We thank you that you are here. And we thank you that you have a desire over us and over this camp for this day. Your heart is open to us. You look down upon us with love. And so, Father, we just commit this day to you. We pray for those in the cottage this morning as they gather for their chapel. Continue your work in their hearts, Jesus. We know that you are at work. And we thank you, Lord, for the word of God, the seed that is being planted in these lives. And those that have opened their hearts to you, Lord, continue that work this day. And pray for those in the village. Pray for a move of your spirit in their time of worship this morning. Come to them, my God. And Lord, you know our needs. You know the needs represented in this room. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would come. Lord, that you would answer prayer. God, we believe and know that you hear us when we pray. And that you grant the petitions that we ask. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's one of the campers who comes from our church. I'd like us to pray for him specifically this morning. It's his first time here. He's not really a regular at our church, meaning a regular attendant. He comes with one of his friends. It's his last year as a camper. He's 15 years old. And so we really wanted to give him this opportunity to be here. But he has some challenges, emotionally, I guess, spiritually. Difficulty maybe always getting along with the other boys. You know how that is. As soon as you come from the street, you want to fight, right? But God is able to subdue that and to help him and to save him. So, dear Father, we just commit Xavier to you. We just ask, Lord, that today would be a day of salvation. Lord, I know he has a desire for you. I know that. But Lord, I pray that you would just set him free. Come today. Set the captive free. Lord, there's power in your blood. And so we just ask today, bring him under the blood. God. And for all the boys, Lord, others, similar condition, Lord, maybe we don't know, maybe it's not as manifest, but God, you know, and you have brought them here to save them, and to fill them with the Holy Spirit. And so that's our prayer this morning. We're asking you, Lord. And we ask in accordance with your will. We can pray in Jesus' name because it is your desire to seek and to save the lost. Amen.
So give the counselors, Lord, the grace, the love, the patience, the faith that's needed, Lord, to bring this period to a glorious end, Lord. You are able, Lord, to the very end to work, to keep them strong in faith. And so we're looking to you for the victory that you want to give. Jesus giveth us the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we want to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For we know our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. And so we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Now I know there are some other requests for prayer, and I think we should pray for our sister Ruby this morning. God would touch her in her body. We are very happy that she's on staff and serving, but she needs a touch. And our sister Mary, we'd like to pray for you. God will touch you as well. God knows our needs. Dear Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, you are the great physician. And so we come to you, Lord. We believe that in the atonement there is healing for our bodies as well as our souls. By your stripes we are healed. And so, Lord, we ask again that you would stretch out your hand. Lord, touch these bodies that you have made, these bodies that are your temple. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. By your stripes we are healed. Touch our sister Mary, Lord. Touch our sister Ruby. Dear God, dear God. We commit ourselves to you, Lord. And you are able to keep us, to strengthen us, and to raise us up. And again, we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now I'd like to give you an opportunity to pick a song. Yes, Sister Esther.
A Life of Overcoming.
Very good, nice. But before we sing, I'd like to welcome Emma. Hi, Emma, welcome. We're glad you're here. Praise God. Is that 40? 41. 41 in the camp book. Let's stand as we sing.
Song must
Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, we open the door, Lord. Come in, Lord. Come in again today. Come afresh. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, you overcome. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, come in, Lord, come in, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Katie, pray with us, please.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we're just so thankful this morning for your presence and the way that you're meeting us, Jesus. And I ask that you would come and you would speak to every single heart here, Lord. You would come and you would just speak a word, God. You would encourage, you would heal, you would touch, God. That you would just come and you would just walk amongst us, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That you would just fill this place with your glory, God. Lord, we are here because we want more from you, Jesus. We want a new thing from you, God. We want you to come. We want you to move in our lives, Jesus. So we just humbly come before you today, God, and we ask that you would just show us yourself, Jesus. Show us more of you, God.
Yes, Lord.
In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I'm impressed by the simplicity of the message of this song. That we just simply have to allow Christ to come in. And that's the secret of overcoming. That from them God asks nothing but to unlatch the door, admitting Him who through them will conquer evermore. And so we want to do that again this morning. Jesus, come in. Come in, Lord. You alone can make me an overcomer. Overcomes again in you and me. We sing, hallelujah, Jesus gives the victory. And so let's not overcomplicate the Christian life. It's simply Christ. It's simply Christ living within. And may the Lord reveal that to us and cause us to enter in more fully. Lord Jesus, I want you to be my life. Because the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes me free from the law of sin and death. And what we were not able to accomplish in ourselves, He comes. God sent His Son to overcome in us. Jesus. Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Oh, what a salvation this, that Christ liveth in me. Christ
moment by moment.